Hi, this is Innocent Mwangi again coming to you. I hope you're doing well and that this broadcast has been a blessing unto you. So I just want to encourage you to continue coming in and listening in and also sharing these messages with as many people as you can. And I hope that you're being assisted, being helped by these broadcasts. And as long as you're here, I'll keep being here. And today I want to talk about, you know, the issue of sharing moments with your loved ones. You know, the best times in life are those that you share with the people that you love. The times that you say, I love you, to your children. The times that you say, I love you, to your spouse. You know, the moments that make them smile. The moments that make them, you know, shine. The moments that make them feel wanted and loved. Those are the moments that they cherish most. So today I want to encourage you, whatever relationships you have, you know, your relationship with your partner, your relationship with your children, you know, whatever it is that you have going in your life that makes you smile, cultivate those relationships. You know, spend time to make, you know, with the people that you love. Spend time with your children. Spend time with your spouse. Spend time with your mother. Spend time with your daddy. Spend time with your parents. And of course, spend time with your significant other. And it doesn't matter, you know, how hard things are. It doesn't matter that there is not enough money going around. It doesn't matter that there are financial hardships. It doesn't matter that things are not going the way you want them to go. You can create those moments, you know, you can create those moments of joy, those moments of laughter. Even in the wilderness, you can create those moments of joy and laughter. In the storm, you can step back and just hold the hand of your loved one. You can step back and just smile and thank God for the people in your life. I mean, we just need to create moments that remind us that we are human. Remind us that, you know, we are special, and that the stuff of this world, the things of this world, are not the ones that define our happiness. That's not what defines us. You know, we are defined by our relationships, and our relationships are defined by the moments we share, especially with those that we love. So next time you're thinking about how difficult things are, next time you're thinking about how hard things are, remember there is somebody just next to you. It could be a child, it could be your daddy, it could be your mother, it could be a friend, a special friend, it could be your spouse. Whoever it is, remember there is someone there who doesn't care about all the impressions that you can bring on board. They don't care about how much money you have. They don't care about all these other artificial things. All they care is a touch from you, a smile from you, a hug from you, an embrace from you. You see, to just know that you're thinking about them, that means the world for them. And this is what life is all about. Life is about, you know, loving one another. Life is about sharing moments. Life is about being there for each other. Life is about being happy around the people that make us smile, around the people that make us happy. Life is about loving and enjoying life. It's not about stuff. It is not about things. It's about loving the people that we have around us. When Jesus was around in this world, he spent time with the people that made him happy, the people that made him laugh, his disciples, the people that helped him fulfill his goal in life. Those are the people he surrounded himself with. Those are the people that made him laugh. Those are the people that made him happy. And the same thing it is for you and me. Spend time with the people that you care for, the people that care for you. They are rooting for you. they're clapping for you. They're encouraging you on. They are screaming, go, tiger, go. You know, that's what they're doing. They're on your side. They're backing you up. Why don't you do the same for them as well? Forget the arguments you had in the morning. Forget the thoughts that you had that were not so palatable, and just turn around and just embrace them. Embrace life and embrace the people that make it meaningful for you. So this is Innocent Mwangi. Till next time, establishing great and lasting relationship. Goodbye.